Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining in again today. I'm Dave Whitechalk. I am your host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today what we're going to be talking about is the pre-approval process. So why do I need to get pre-approved? What's an example of a good pre-approval and a bad pre-approval? Yes, there is a bad pre-approval. And what's the value of working with a local lender? Now, look, in today's market, I don't think this is earth-shattering news. The inventory is limited, right? There's not many houses out there. It's challenging for buyers. Many buyers are putting offers in on multiple homes before they finally get an accepted offer. So why do you need to get pre-approved? Well, first and foremost, you need to understand your budget, right? Because a lot of times people who buy with a loan, they'll say, well, I want to buy a house that's, you know, $250,000 or less. And I try to tell people, when you're buying a home with a loan, purchase price isn't the most important thing. The most important thing is, what's your payment going to be? Now, look, if you're buying a house cash, well, yeah, purchase price, right? Because that's the actual amount of money that you're going to have to give to buy that home. But if you're like most first-time home buyers or most buyers in general, you're purchasing a home with a loan, with a mortgage. So what are you going to be faced with on a monthly, sometimes bi-weekly basis? You're going to be faced with your mortgage payment, right? So I think it's really important to understand what your budget is. Make sure that you're going to have affordable payments. The other key thing here with a pre-approval is it's going to give you a competitive advantage in today's market. I hear people say this all the time. They say, Dave, you know, what I'm going to do is I want you to show me a few houses. I'll look at them. And then once I find the right house, then I'm going to get my pre-approval. And I tell them that you can't work with me. Like, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I'm not your realtor then, because in this market, hours matter. Like hours make a difference. Days, forget it. So if you see a house that you love on a Monday, and then it takes you 24 to 48 hours to get pre-approved, and then you send the offer in on Wednesday, it might be gone. And I know that sounds like hyper salesy, but ask someone who purchased a home post-pandemic and ask them if they, you know, had the offer on more than one house before they actually got one. You need to be ready on day one. And another thing, so many sellers anymore are demanding that someone's pre-approved before they even get a chance to walk through their house. And if I'm being honest, I actually think that's a really great idea. As a seller, why would you want to show your house to someone who's not in a position to buy it? So you've got to get that pre-approval. Do not wait. Time matters. Like, in today's market, I'm 100% serious when I tell you a few hours can make the difference of whether you buy a house or you keep looking, right? And if you find the house that you love, you definitely want to buy it. Now, what are they looking at when it comes to get pre-approved? Buyers ask me that all the time. Well, it's a variety of things, right? They're going to look at your credit score. They're going to look at your debt to income ratio. They're going to look at your income, your employment. Do you have available cash? Those are the things that your lender is going to need to know about you in order to get you qualified. And then they should, at that time, once they figure out if they think you're someone that can buy a house, they should be talking to you about the types of loans that are available. There's a variety of products out there for people looking to buy a house. And for different people, different products are better. It's the reality of the situation, right? For many first-time home buyers, they work great with FHA loans, right? For someone who's an investor or someone who has a little bit more experience in buying a home or a little bit more cash on hand, a conventional loan might be the way to go. One product that I think we underutilize here in Northeastern Pennsylvania all the time is a USDA loan or a rural housing loan. And for many of our veterans out there, they qualify for a VA loan. There's a lot of great things really about those VA and USDA loans, but one thing that's really exceptional, 0% down. And I want you to think about what that means, right? So if you're looking for an apartment right now, and you go out there and you wanna rent an apartment, the landlord says, look, we need first month's rent. We need security. Some are saying first month's, last month's, and security. It can cost you, depending on what the rent is, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 just to be able to move into a rental. Now, as I said, with a USDA loan or a VA loan, there's 0% down, but it gets even better. You can also get up to 6% seller's assist to help cover your closing costs. So, you know, when we find a house, we get it under contract, we make an earnest money deposit. I can't tell you how many times we've had closings at the office where the buyer came into the closing and they walked out with a check because their deposit, they get the majority of their deposit money back because they needed zero money down and they got seller's assist to help cover their closing costs. So there's a ton of products out there for you. A good lender will help you find the best product for you. Now, we talked about good pre-approvals and bad pre-approvals. And yes, there's definitely bad pre-approvals. A couple years ago, I got one on a listing of mine. And when I read the pre-approval, it really stood out to me. It said, congratulations, Mr. So-and-so, you've been pre-approved. All we need to do is verify your credit, your income, and your available cash on hand. And it's like, well, that's actually what a pre-approval is. So I don't know what they did. But sometimes you can get a bad pre-approval and they usually come from one place. We're going to talk about that shortly. But a good pre-approval should already verify your income, your employment, your credit, your debt to income ratio. When I get a pre-approval, I want it to say, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Whoever. After looking at your credit report, your income verification, your debt to income ratio, we want to congratulate you. You qualify for X amount of dollars with this type of loan. That's a good pre-approval, right? We definitely don't want those ones to say, all we have to do is verify everything that a pre-approval is. And it sounds funny, but I'm telling you, they're out there. And the danger of those is that they could waste everybody's time, right? And if you have a pre-approval that isn't worth the paper it's written on, and then when it comes time to actually qualify, you can't qualify, you've wasted your time, your realtor, the seller's time, their realtor. It could be a really, really bad experience. How do we avoid that? Well, I have a pretty good solution to that. Work with local lenders. I can't stress the value that local lenders have when it comes to buying a home. And the reason I feel that way is because, look, let's be honest, there's some accountability here. Local lenders can't afford to write a bunch of bad pre-approvals, tell people they can buy a house when in fact they can't, because where we are in a small town here in Northeastern Pennsylvania, I run into the lenders that I use at the grocery store. I run into them at Little League games. I know their kids, you know, they like we're a team. We come together and there's accountability there. They know I'm trying to do the best for my buyer. They're trying to do the best for the buyer. We work together. And that's why working with local lenders is so important. Now, look, if you work with those big box lenders, like if you're in Northeastern Pennsylvania and I see a pre-approval and it comes from some lender in Wisconsin, I get a little nervous, right? I read those really carefully because these pre-approvals, for a lot of times, they're chain letters. They change the name. They say, congratulations, you're pre-approved. They change the amount and they email it to you. And you would like to think that that doesn't happen, but I'm here to tell you right now, it happens all the time. Now, as a buyer agent, you've got to recognize when you get one of those bad pre-approvals and you got to talk to your clients and you got to tell them, look, I'd really prefer getting it to a local lender to see where you stand. Even if you don't use that local lender, let's make sure they verify your income. They verify your credit score, your debt to income ratio. Let's make sure you can actually purchase a home. You got to encourage that. As a listing agent, you know, when you get that contract sent to you, you get the contract, you get the seller's disclosure, you get that pre-approval letter. It's not enough just to check that the pre-approval letter is there. As the listing agent, it is imperative that you read that pre-approval letter and make sure it doesn't say all we have to do is verify your income, your credit, and all this stuff, because it's your responsibility to make sure when you're presenting an offer to your seller that the buyer can actually buy their house. Now, look, if it's not a great pre-approval, it's okay to say to that other agent, we want a better pre-approval. We want something that, you know, the income is verified, the credit is verified, the debt to income ratio qualifies this person to buy a house. It's very reasonable to ask. And look, we got to start doing this as an industry. It is the best way to serve both our buyers and our sellers to make sure they're where they need to be. So if you're looking to buy a house, you know, it could go either way. Sometimes you find the realtor, sometimes you get the pre-approval, but the pre-approval process is one of the very first steps to becoming a homeowner. And if you're going to take those steps, I can't stress it enough how important it is to work with a local lender and a realtor that you trust, because they're going to put you in a position to be successful. And if you want to buy a house, that is really the most important thing. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.